Welcome back to another episode of the BuyAuburn.com podcast. Got a fun one today. Today we spotlight, just like every other time, we spotlight Auburn-owned businesses that are members of BuyAuburn.com. And I got my man from my same hometown, Harrison Horton from Horton's Insurance, all over South Alabama. We're going to talk about that. But Harrison, my man, welcome and thank you for being here. Thank you for signing up and War Eagle.
War Eagle, man. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So Harrison, one of the first things that I do is I make you prove your fan. If you got to prove, if you're going to call yourself an Auburn business, I know the background. Okay. But if you're going to call yourself an Auburn business, you got to prove why you're an Auburn business. So tell me what defines you as an Auburn business. I know you help everybody, but this podcast is only pretty much listened to by Auburn fans. So what makes you an Auburn owned business?
First off, I went to Auburn, graduated from Auburn. So did my wife. My dad graduated in the 80s, and then my granddad graduated in the, don't quote me on this, early 60s. And so my granddad is the one that started the agencies in 1963. My dad came in the late 80s, and then I came in the, you know, later 2000s. So the Auburn lineage goes far deep. Back.
Deep. You're,
it runs
you're,
deep.
You know, you're also kind of connected to the podcast. Like you had classes, kind of buddies with Zach whenever you were coming through school.
Me and Zach had some good times, man. We did, and if Zach's listening to this, the Live Strong project, man, we did that one time in Auburn. That was, we had some good classes together. All of them were communications classes, so they all involved around getting up, presenting, speaking in front of people. It was a good time, man. We made a lot of good friends, but it's cool to see him, what he's done from like being at Auburn to grow the podcast into what they are now. I mean, that's friggin' awesome.
It is fun. It's crazy. Like I was just telling you, you know, we're watching a baseball game and 30,000 people are watching us watch a baseball game, watching a baseball game with us. It's just, it's the Auburn fan base is so awesome. And so I think they're also so hungry for a winner that when a team's good, they lock in. And that's what's fun about this whole journey we're having with BuyAuburn.com, because we want to make sure that people know, hey, if we're going to be part of the Auburn family, like let's work with the Auburn family. Let's do business with the Auburn family. Hey, but you got to know who those folks are. So that's why we're there. I say you check the boxes. You qualify as an Auburn business. I knew it before we got on because our parents all watched the games together when we were growing up down in South Alabama, Brewton, Alabama, to be specific.
That's right.
People ask you where you're from, when people ask you where you're from, do you just say South Alabama? Or do you say Brewton?
No, I say Brewton. No, because, man, I'll tell you this. I'm traveling all over the world. All roads eventually lead back to Brewton. I mean, I don't know if you've ever played the game, like 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
Never more than six people away from anybody in the world. Brewton is more like you're never more than about three people away from somebody from Brewton. Because, I mean, everywhere I go, somebody's like, oh, yeah, I've heard of Brewton.
I was, it's funny. I was, you know, I'm in real estate here in Auburn and I was meeting with a couple and I was asking them where they're from. And the lady said she's from South Alabama. And I said, okay, you're either from Andalusia or you're from Brewton. Which one is it? Because that's what people always say. I'm from South Alabama. She goes, I'm from Brewton. I graduated from T.R. Miller. She's a little bit older than us, but
get out of town.
Isn't that funny how that works? So, yeah. Growing up an Auburn fan, it's always been in your family, always been in your blood. What's your favorite Auburn memory? Like that, your best, like you can say, that's either where I started really becoming an Auburn fan, or it's just the thing you remember the most that you go back to from time to time.
I don't really know what started me out being an Auburn fan, because obviously I grew up in it. My mom went there as well. So yeah. We've always grown up going to the games, same as you, went to a lot of games with y'all, but I didn't really feel like I became an Auburn guy really until I got to Auburn.
Yeah.
So when it comes to memories, I remember the tailgates and all that when I was a kid and how much fun that was, because it was, God, I mean, the town's changed so much, but My greatest memories that were like true Auburn memories, not the parties and the going out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it, I was a Tiger host when I was at Auburn. So I
Oh,
worked
wow.
in the recruiting department for the football team. But it was the year where it was the Miracle and Jordan Hare, the kick six, went played FSU in the national championship game. So I worked for the football team all during that time period. And when he caught the kick six, when he caught that field goal attempt, if you pause it, I'm standing on the field right behind him.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, you know, just memories like that. And I was in it at that time. I was in it with the football team, you know, ate, slept, breathed it. But during that time period, it did push me a little bit away from keeping up with sports because I was so inundated with it for during those couple years. But those were fond memories, man. Just the freedom that I had to drive a golf cart around campus, walk in and out of the stadium as I please, go wherever I wanted to. It was, I mean, that was really cool to say that I got to do that. So that those were probably my fondest
Was
memories.
it kind of scary after they scored? If you're kind of on the front line when they start charging onto the field, was that kind of intimidating?
Well, and Will Riggs, he was standing there with me too. And
Oh, wow.
we were right there at the entrance to the tunnel, sitting there talking because he worked in the media department. So we
Right.
would hang out and it was just sick, man. We had badges, just flash the badges, walk wherever we wanted to. Didn't
Yeah.
matter, free rein. So I mean, we were the first people on the field.
I would say,
Once we saw people coming over the hedges, we were like, yeah,
yeah, I'd say
it's
that's a
on.
pretty good memory. I'm
Yeah, it
trying
was
to
cool.
think. I've only been like had field. I've only just recently become like credentialed and things like that. So being on the field just takes it to another level. Like I was on the
Yeah, for
field
sure.
for the Texas A&M game when it was Cadillac's interim game. You
Yep.
know what I mean? And
Oh, yeah.
the atmosphere, man, when it's popping at night and you're on the field and you can kind of look up and feel it, I can't even
Yeah.
imagine what it felt like to be right there at that point in time for the kick six. Like it takes it to a different level. If you ever get a chance to do
Yeah.
anything field pass, definitely take it.
It made the recruiting job a lot easier.
Oh, sure. Can you share any recruiting secrets and in recruiting stories?
I
Do you have
can't.
one? You have one. Let me ask you this. Do you have one where you're like, I got him. That was my guy. I got him.
No, not players, not
Yeah.
players. But I mean,
Oh, you
I
were
got some stuff I
hosting
could, I got
donors
some
and
stuff I could probably share off air.
things.
But I did have to sign a very, very lengthy NDA.
Gotcha.
And
Okay.
I don't, when I signed it, obviously I'm in college. I don't know what the time period on that thing was. So I'm not about to talk about anything
Yeah,
that, you know.
maybe it's expired. Maybe that's a members only podcast. We'll figure that one. We'll figure
Yeah,
that one out.
maybe so. And I'll delve into some of that.
I love it. I love it. So that's awesome. That's obviously an awesome memory. Who's your favorite Auburn player growing up? It could be
Okay.
somebody recent. It could be somebody back then. Like, who's your favorite player?
I doubt you'll get this one. And
Okay.
I'm not, you know, I'm not like a super, super mainstream Auburn guy. Like, I'm not going to say Cam Newton, not going to say anything like that. It was actually Heath Evans,
Yeah.
number 44, played during, you know, late 90s, early 2000s, played running back. And that was my favorite player, probably still is to this day. And I got pictures of me as a kid with like number 44 jersey on
Yeah.
at the games when he was playing. And I actually got to meet him probably 15 years later after that at like a conference that I was at, and he was doing some speaking at it. And he's just a super nice guy.
That's a
What
good
you
one,
would think
man.
of as like an Auburn guy.
You don't know Heath Evans unless you're a true Auburn fan. Not that he, not that, you know what I mean? Like, not that he wasn't a great player or anything, but like you said, he's like a fullback turned running back when, you know, we're short backs, like in that weird 1998, 1999, you know, deal. And then, you know, obviously he had the 2000 year as well, but no, that's a really good one. Heath was fun. Heath was fun. He had some pretty solid games too. He just played hard, man. He just did
That's what
whatever he
I'm
was.
saying. Just a hard-nosed dude who just ran hard. And he's just a nice guy, though. Sometimes your favorites aren't the guys that put up the most stats or anything like that. It's just the guys that you somehow have a connection to or you ran into, and they're super nice. That's really what it is.
What's sad for me, I've told this on another show, but my hero growing up was Damian Craig. Like, I love Damian Craig at Auburn. And then, you know, he kind of became like a villain when he got into coaching. He's been kind of like a villain against Auburn. So that's been, you know, super sad for me. But it's kind of like watching your dad get beat up in a fight or something. That's the feeling. Your hero.
Don't worry about it, dude. You just gotta stand on it. Like, whatever. I don't care what y'all think.
I don't care. I know it is what it is, but the dude could play in college. He was fun. I think that was the first jersey I had. Was a Damian Craig jersey.
Mine was a Heath Evans jersey.
That's so cool. Do you have a favorite game that you can remember? Probably the kick six. Yeah, how about we exclude the kick six?
Man, that was my favorite game, and I'd be crazy to say that it wasn't.
Yeah.
I've never been, and I'll tell you this much, I've actually never been a huge live sporting event guy.
Yeah.
Never been a big fan of going to the games and being there in person. Tailgating now, that's a whole nother ball game. I love getting together with people and hanging out and watching it live on a screen right there. That's the best seat in the house right there.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, right on your 70-inch TV, that's the best seat in the house. But being on the field certainly changed it. The kick six was the most memorable game I have by far.
So can you remember your first Auburn game? If you really, really
No, because when I was a kid, we grew up having motorhomes. And so we went to Auburn regularly. And we went to so many. I really don't remember very many of them. They really bunched together. I would have been super young.
Yeah. It's hard for me to think. I know that. I can't remember anything about the game, but I think my first game was Auburn was playing Southern Miss in like the very, very early 90s, maybe even late 80s. And I want to say potentially they lost the game and maybe Brett Favre was the quarterback. I can't 100% remember, but the one game I can remember that I was at that I can remember the actual game was the interception game against LSU. I think it was it 94 or 90? It was early 90s. Yeah. And we had like three or four pick sixes. Didn't even hardly score any offensive touchdowns to come back and win that game. So a lot of fun. Let's talk your business, man. If this is all about being an Auburn business. I know the agency you mentioned has been around for a while, but you guys are growing. You've got multiple locations now. You're servicing a lot of different areas. And those areas, there's a lot of Auburn people in all of them. So talk about your agency now, where you are, where you're going, and everything you have to offer for the Auburn, you know, the Auburn family.
So going back, like I mentioned originally, I mean, I graduated from Auburn. Dad did, granddad did. And right after my granddad graduated from Auburn, he moved back to Bruton and opened up the agency. And it was actually right on the side in like a little, well, almost looked like a little storage building right on the side of a Texaco gas station in East Bruton, Alabama. And so a makeshift, no nothing. I mean, when he wrote policies back in the day, it would be, you know, it would be handwritten and you'd say, Kyle Rush, Highway 31, third house on the left. I mean, there was not much of an address or anything like that. It was, you know, mailed in manually to the companies, super, super old school, long before, you know, the internet, computers, anything like that. So sometimes I do sit back and think where we started versus where we are now. And he passed away. My granddad passed away several years back, but if he could see where we're at now, I wish he could.
Yeah.
But that was the first agency. The next agency was Evergreen. It came around in early 2000s, early 2000s came around, and then opened up Spanish Fort in 2009. And then Mobile is our newest one, and that opened up in 2022.
Wow.
And they're all different names, but it's four offices across four different counties: Escambia, Conecuh, Baldwin, and Mobile. And I'll give the rundown too. We try to do co-branding, so everything's labeled in some way, shape, or form with Horton's Insurance, where everybody knows they're all sister agencies. But Bruton is Horton's Insurance, Evergreen is Horton and Associates, Spanish Fort is HRT Insurance Group, and Mobile, when we bought that agency, it was Millsaps Insurance. It's been in Mobile since 93, I believe. And we left the name of that.
Nice. Nice. Mm-hmm. So if you are in, so read them off: Mobile, Baldwin,
yep,
Escambia, and Conecuh County. If you're in That's any right. of those, there's a lot of Auburn folks in sure. all four of those counties.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you need to call for all your insurance needs. And it's home, auto, and life, correct? Like what are the
it
brands?
It is everything. Pretty much everything except health insurance. Health insurance is the only thing that we don't mess with. It's all the basics: home, auto, life, umbrella, any of your toys that you got, boats, businesses. We're very, very wide reaching. So we got agents dedicated to personal line stuff. We got agents dedicated to business lines.
One stop shop. How about that?
We try to be. Yep.
That's awesome, man. So if you are in South Alabama, you live in any of those areas, you know who to call. All the information for Harrison's agencies are on buyauburn.com. He's got his own listing there. You got addresses, you got phone numbers, you got links to websites, you got all kind of stuff that you can get there. We'll also put the link and contact information in the description. I really appreciate you joining, man. Kind of short notice too. You just were like, let's do it, man. Let's roll.
Sure. Let's run it. There's no sense in procrastinating. I didn't think you were going to ask me anything that's too off kilter. So
there you go.
Pretty easy to do it on the fly.
Auburn stuff is easy to talk about.
Yeah. And I'm Auburn stuff's easy to talk about, and I'm not going to bore everybody with the ins and outs of a homeowner's insurance policy form. Nobody wants to hear that.
You want to talk about the different HO4, HO5, HO6s.
I mean, yeah. I tell you what, if somebody wants to give me a call, my contact information's in the directory. I'll be more than happy to talk to them about it.
I appreciate it, dude. Thank y'all for joining. Thank y'all for listening. We're going to keep doing this, and y'all keep doing business with Auburn people. It's another episode of the BuyAuburn.com podcast. We're out of here. War Eagle.